Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're on the air and online to address your questions or issues and talk things over with you. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, the phone lines are open at 844-322-2742. Whatever the issue, whatever the question, call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. One of the areas that religion has it all wrong is in this area of righteousness. And when I say religion, I'm talking about man-made, human-made religion. I'm not talking about Christianity. I'm talking about the man-made stuff, what we create out of our own imaginations, the fig leaf type of stuff that we've talked about the last several days. But religion gets it wrong when it comes to righteousness. And here's where they miss it. Righteousness is God's to give, not ours to earn. Now, where they get it wrong is simply reversing that.
Right.
Righteousness is ours to earn. Religion earns it. Our devotion to our religion, our religious practices, our religious rules and regulations, if we follow those to a T, then we can earn a standing of righteousness. But that's not how righteousness works.
And I'm glad it's not.
Absolutely. And if you're honest with yourself, if you just, you know, take just a brief observation of your life, you'll be glad that that's not the case as well. And you'll be really glad when you realize that righteousness is God's to give, not ours to earn. And God is more than willing to give it.
Indeed.
That's the good news. Yeah. That's what we see in the Word of God. Now, in Romans chapter 3, Paul talks all about this. Romans really is a book about the righteousness of God. He says that a righteousness is revealed. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in chapter 3, he explains exactly what that means. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. No one will be declared righteous through obedience to the law. It's an impossibility. It can't be done. So if we're going to be made righteous, it has to come as a gift from God.
Yes.
So this righteousness of God, it's his righteousness. It's been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bore witness to it. Now, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. So how does that righteousness come to us? Through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So when he says there's no distinction, he is meaning that there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile. Both Jew and Gentile have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But here's the good news. They are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. So this righteousness of God has been manifested to us apart from the law. Where was it manifested to us? In the person and work of Jesus Christ, in the gospel message, in the historical events that happened 2,000 years ago, the event where Christ hung on a cross and he died for your sins and for my sins in accordance with Scripture, when he was buried and then on that third day he was raised back to life. As Paul says at the end of this, he was raised for our justification. Yeah. That act of declaring us to be righteous in God's sight. So here's the good news. Righteousness is God's to give, and he freely gives it by his grace to all who believe, who all through faith believe in Jesus Christ. That's the good news. So if you're a believer in Jesus, if you've responded to the gospel message, guess what? You have received the gift of righteousness. It's been credited to your account. From a judicial standpoint, it's been imparted to you in the very life of Jesus Christ. So he who knew no sin became sin on your behalf so that you might become the righteousness of God in him. God has justified you freely by his grace. You have been made righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. That's why this gospel is such good news. I mean, it's stuff that you want to shout from the rooftops.
And we're doing that.
Absolutely. Religion can't shout like that. Religion can only dredge away, can only keep plodding along, only can strive in hopes that one day they will reach that elusive goal and be righteous. But they will never get there. Why? Because it's not ours to earn. It is God's to give.
If you enjoy that gift of righteousness, well, we enjoy it with you, friends. And we're glad that you're here today to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And as I said, we're glad that you're with us today. I want you to remember that it's only because you give that others across North America and literally all over the world might hear, believe, and live in this good news, this grace and life of the Lord Jesus Christ that we call good news. Please log on to basicgospel.net as soon as you can and make a donation to help us keep this message going. And when you make that happen, be sure to request your copy of Andrew's excellent book called God Without Religion. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of support for the message of grace that you hear every day on Basic Gospel. And Bob Christopher does it pretty darn well, as a matter of fact. So anyway, I want you to click donate at basicgospel.net, make your gift, and join us, friends. Stand with us as we proclaim Jesus Christ and the fullness of his grace all over the world. Well, once again, the phone number, 844-322-2742. That's a good number in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Come on in. Be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, Bob, a question from Jeremy. He says, I'm a believer in what you teach. Could you please explain Romans 11, verses 9 through 24 to me? That's from Jeremy, who wrote to us through the Facebook app.
Well, Jeremy, that's an excellent question. And this chapter 11 of the book of Romans is a very confusing chapter because you don't really know on the surface exactly what Paul is talking about. So many have looked at this and looked at these particular verses that you're asking about as verses that say that we can lose our salvation. And so these verses can create fear, and we hope that it doesn't apply to us, that God hasn't cut us off. But when you really read and dive into it and see the context, you realize that Paul isn't talking about individuals. He's talking about groups. This whole section, Romans 9, 10, and 11, are focused on Jews and Gentiles. Mm-hmm. So Paul starts out and he says, my conscience bears witness that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them alone, the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul is saying, all right, I want to concentrate a little bit on my Jewish brothers, the nation of Israel. It was through the nation of Israel that God brought forth Jesus. He was the seed that was promised to Abraham, through whom the world would be blessed. Jesus came into this world. He came to his own, but his own received him not. The nation of Israel at large rejected Jesus. So Jesus was the true vine of Christ, not the nation of Israel. Israel is branch. They were to abide in the vine, and yet they wanted to go independent. They wanted to be separate from the vine, and so in their rejection, they were cut off from Christ. Yet there were some that were saved by grace, chosen by grace, a remnant, and we see that. We see the Apostle Paul, for example. He was a part of that remnant, chosen by grace, responded to the grace of God, and he was grafted into the vine of Jesus Christ, just as every other person who believes is grafted in to the vine of Christ. So here in this section in chapter 11, we start in verse 13, and he says, "Now I am speaking to you Gentiles." So this gospel message, once the nation of Israel had rejected Jesus, and boy, the apostles kept coming back to them and back to them and back to them. And finally, at the end of the book of Acts, Paul says, "Hey, I am just forgetting you, and I am taking this out to the Gentile world, and I know they will receive this gospel of the kingdom." Yeah. So since that time, the gospel has been going out to Gentiles. Now, that doesn't mean that Jews haven't been coming to Christ, that Jews haven't been being saved in this age of the church. It just means, for the most part, it's been going out to the Gentiles. So Paul is speaking to the Gentiles in this little section, and he's basically saying, "I don't want you to get cocky or arrogant, thinking that you're something, when you were saved by grace just like anyone else would be, or any other group would be. They're going to be saved by grace through faith." Again, it gets back to our statement at the beginning of the broadcast: righteousness is God's to give, not ours to earn. Yeah. So you can't think, Gentile, that you're somebody special because you've received salvation. You didn't earn it. It was a gift. Why? That's the only way it could come to you. So you go down into verse 19, and it says, "Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in." What was the branch or branches that were broken off? That was the nation of Israel. And you're saying this from a position of pride and arrogance. They were broken off so good old me could be grafted in. I said, that is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief. They rejected the Messiah. But you stand fast through faith. The only reason that you have been grafted in is because you have believed. You have received this by grace through faith. So do not become proud, but stand in awe. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of God. Severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in. So he's talking about Jew and Gentile. Jew rejected Jesus. The nation of Israel rejected Jesus. This gospel message went out to the Gentile world. Gentiles have been grafted into the vine of Christ. They've become a part of the people of God. They stand together with the Jews who did receive Christ as one body in Jesus. But if the Gentiles want to become arrogant and start rejecting Jesus, rejecting the message concerning Jesus, he might just say, "Hey, your hearts are being hardened, and I'm going to take this back to the nation of Israel and see them grafted back into this vine of Christ Jesus." Yeah. So don't get sucked into this thinking that it's speaking to you on an individual basis. Take the big picture view and recognize that Paul is speaking to you Gentiles as a group, and he's saying to you Gentiles, don't become proud because you think you're something, you think you've earned God's righteousness, when in reality, you were a sinner, you were saved by grace, you were justified freely by God's gift.
Indeed. Jeremy, thanks for the question. Bob, thank you for that great answer, and I hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us today. We have an open line for you, 322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to discuss, a Bible question, maybe something happening at school, at the office, wherever the situation might be. If it's a personal issue and you need guidance, well, give us a call. 844-322-2742 is the number. Well, Bob, from the beautiful city of Seattle, Lula had this question. Does every born-again person have the Holy Spirit? If so, why do some say you're saved now, but then you need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit?
Well, that's a great question, Lulu. And here's the answer, Galatians 4, verse 9 or verse 7. Well, whatever it is, verse 6. And because you were sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. So what happens when you believe? Well, the same thing that happened to those Galatians when they believed. God sent the Spirit into their hearts, and it's by the Spirit of God that they cried out, Abba, Father, and it's by the Spirit of God that we cry out, Abba, Father. So every born-again Christian has been given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to take up residence in them, and Paul even it talks about that in greater detail in his letter to the Corinthians when he says that he who is one with the Lord has become one spirit with Him. You're in union with God's Spirit. So God's Spirit, your spirit have been joined together. You have been joined to the Lord. You are one with Him in spirit. So that's true of every single believer in Christ. So those who say that once you receive Jesus, now you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, they are missing that truth. They think that you can receive Jesus one day and then on a subsequent occasion can receive the Holy Spirit later. Well, that really undermines the biblical teaching concerning the Godhead. The Godhead is one, but we see the Godhead made up of God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. So when you receive Jesus, you're receiving the entirety of the Godhead. So we can look at different passages in the New Testament, and we can see that God abides in us. God the Father lives in us. 1 John chapter 4 talks about that. We see in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we have God the Father living in us. We have Jesus Christ the Son living in us. And then this verse that we just read in Galatians 4 shows us that we have the Holy Spirit living in us. So we have the fullness of the Godhead in us. All of God in all of me. That's the truth. That's what happens to every believer. Now, when we receive Christ, we receive the entirety of the Godhead, we're also placed or baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. So we have Christ that comes to live inside of us through the Holy Spirit, and we have the Holy Spirit placing us, baptizing us into Christ. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we become a member of the body of Christ. So Christ in you, you in Christ. All happens at the moment of salvation. So that's the good news. So every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit living in them. Every born-again believer at the moment of salvation was baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So you can't have a person receiving Christ one day and then being baptized in the Holy Spirit another day. That just doesn't jive with what the Word of God has to say.
Absolutely. Well, Lula, I appreciate your question. I know Bob does too, and what a great answer that was, Bob. We want to remind you that we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742, and we would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Friends, we're only one day away from the start of the United Bible Conference. Why United, you might ask? Well, because these two ministries, Basic Gospel and The Grace Message, bringing you Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, bringing them together to present a Bible conference that will immerse you in the message of grace in Jesus Christ. If you live within traveling distance of Lewisville, Texas, we want to encourage you to be there. It would mean a lot to us, but more importantly, this message will mean a lot to you as well. Register online at BaseyGospel.net/United or at the door at the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center in Louisville. Bob and Andrew are two of God's very finest proponents of the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and I know you'll be tremendously blessed by receiving the message that they're going to bring. We hope you'll log on to BaseyGospel.net/United and get registered, or register at the door for the conference starting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center in Louisville, Texas, our ministry hometown. Again, register at BaseyGospel.net/United. You got anything to add?
Well, I do. So when we say it's going to start at 7, that's going to be the actual conference.
Right.
So if you want to register, our registration table will be open probably at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
So you can come and get registered and then be ready to go at 7, because Mr. Davis, right at 7, right on that downbeat, you're going to welcome all the conferees and you're going to do your normal wonderful, warm reception.
I'm going to say, hi, y'all.
That's right. You're going to do the Texas thing. And then we will start teaching around 7:15. So come be a part of this. It is going to be an event to remember for many, many, many years to come.
It will indeed. Well, once again, register at BaseyGospel.net/United or get there around 6 p.m. tomorrow evening at the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center in Louisville, Texas, for the registration to be a part of the conference. Well, Bobby had this very interesting question from Rob. He says, how significant are feelings in the Christian relationship of marriage? Feelings such as happiness come and go, and if we are moved solely by our feelings, it could be a recipe for disaster, he says. I don't believe that God wants us to love according to our feelings, but in obedience to his will. So is there a place for feelings in the Christian relationships? What role should they play in them, and how significant should they be? Good luck with this.
Yeah, well, feelings are an important part of the human experience.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
God has gifted us with feelings. We can hurt, we can feel happiness, we can feel jealousy and anger, we can feel all kinds of positive emotions. And so feelings are a very important part of the human experience, but they need to be the caboose, not the train, not the engine driving the train. We get that reversed so often. We put truth at the end, and we put feelings at the beginning, and we let the feelings drive our decisions and drive attitudes and drive all aspects of our lives. And that's when feelings become dangerous to us. So as far as marriage is concerned, here's the deal. You've made a commitment. You've entered into a covenant with another person, another believer in Christ. You have said before a minister, before a group of people, that you are joining yourself to this person. You are sticking with them through thick and thin until death do you part. So that commitment, that covenant, should be the guiding factor in how y'all deal with things. So when you recognize that you're not going anywhere, that you're going to be together, then that can govern those feelings that can go up and down all throughout the marriage relationship.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from our listeners, from Jeremy, from Lula, and from Rob. And for any of you who would like to pose a question, well, you can do that by leaving a voicemail at 844-322-2742. That voicemail system is available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We would love for you to use it. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Remember, it's only because you and other donors across the continent that we're able to bring you the good news of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ every weekday. Your help is vital to ensure that this message remains on the air and online. So if you can, donate today at BaseyGospel.net. And when you do, request your copy of Andrew Parley's book, God Without Religion. It's our way of saying thanks for your support of this ministry that we call Know and Love Basic Gospel. Please donate today at BaseyGospel.net. And once again, remember, if you have a Bible question or a personal issue, give us a call overnight at 844-322-2742, and we'll be happy to discuss it on the Basic Gospel program. Again, 844-322-2742. Now, as always, for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to tune in again tomorrow for a Friday edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.